This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
You're on 1197 AM, DAB Plus, digital radio, phoenixradio.com.au. Now, if you love reading and curling up with a good book, or maybe you're wanting to get back into reading, or even try it for the first time, like me, then this is definitely for you.
Better late than never, Riley. Anyways, Ipswich is playing host to Story Arts Festival of Children's Literature.
Yes, there are sessions for children, but also for adults. Clear, maybe we should go.
Yeah, USQ's Phoenix Radio is proud to support the Story Arts Festival as their event's media partner.
This week and next, you're meeting a whole range of writers and illustrators who are in town for the festival.
A visiting author joins us right now to have a chat about the Story Arts Festival, Valinga Kozar. Welcome, Valinga.
Oh, thank you, Clea, and thank you, Riley, for having me. Good to meet you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you are the author for several books like, is it Dumuzzy and the Big Yellow Lion?
Yes, Dumuzzy and the Big Yellow Lion. Be scared, Riley, might come and get you.
I'm shaking. And Ghazani and the Tricky Baboon.
Yeah, Ghazani and the Tricky Baboon. So if you're carrying bananas with you, Riley, don't watch out for the baboon because he's going to trick you out of your bananas.
Oh, he does like his bananas.
I love my bananas. Yeah. Now, tell us what your books are actually about.
All my books are inspired by where I grew up in the village in South Africa with stories being told every day in the evening. We had no technology, so we didn't even have a radio, you know. So stories were the way to entertain the children and keep us occupied. So I've carried that tradition. At the moment, I'm writing another children's book, which is I'm just finishing, and it's really based on Nelson Mandela.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow, that sounds really good. You must be looking forward to the festival then. Do you know, can you tell us a little bit what you will be doing there?
I'll be doing music for kids, but telling stories as well.
My stories are
always accompanied by music. Actually, the festival started today. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
Yeah, no, we are. Yep. Are you there at the moment?
Yeah. Today they've sent some of the authors and the storytellers and the illustrators to schools, and I got sent to, is it Basel Town or something?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's where I am today. Then I go back to Woodlands, where the kids are getting bussed in, you know, to come and listen to stories as well.
Oh, there you go. So just for those who have never been to a literature festival, what's it actually like?
It's really exciting. You see the illustrators doing their job, you know, bringing a character to life, you know, basically. And then you listen to storytellers or writers, you know, bringing characters to life, or we share with the children as to how the book came about and then, you know, up to the time where it's printed, basically.
Wow.
So you must have been to other festivals before. Do you have any weird or interesting stories you'd like to share with us?
Oh, yeah, I can share something with you where I'm telling a story, and I, you know, like today I was telling a story to children and playing music, and then at the end of my story, immediately without no pause, nothing, a kid says, "How old are you?"
Oh, no. Oh, kids, they'll say anything, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, basically. So basically. And so it's like sometimes some things that are not related to what you're doing will come up. But that's part of the game, though.
Now, when you talk about music when you're reading, do you play the music live or is it pre-recorded and you just play it out loud, like out of a speaker?
I play the music live, you know, kind of like, you know how I'm talking to you and I can go...
That is amazing. So what was that you were playing just then?
It's an African instrument called kalimba, which is one of my specialty. So I play percussion, I play guitar, and I play a lot of melodic instruments from Africa.
That is amazing. That must take so much coordination to read and also play that instrument. Wow.
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, like Riley and Clea, when you are hungry, you can do anything.
That's true. Yes.
I would do anything when I'm hungry.
Same.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So how long have you been practicing that for?
I'm a person of extremely advanced age. So I've been practicing in the last 20 years. I've been practicing the music, or practicing playing and telling a story at the same time, which I enjoy very much.
Wow, that is fantastic. Clea, you have a last question for him?
Yes, very last one before we let you go off. What kind of music, and where can people find your books?
My book, I think the children's book, all the good bookshops will have it, including Dimmix. Yeah, Dimmix has those books. But the last one was published by Scholastic, if people remember Scholastic.
It's a
beautiful... Yeah, it's a beautiful book. It comes with a CD as well, with me singing and narrating the story as well.
Where can I buy it? I really want to listen and read it.
You should be able to buy... You're based in Ipswich, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to go to a bookshop and just say, can I get one?
Oh, fantastic.
Well, that's perfect.
I think I want it for Christmas.
it's a good Christmas present. There you go.
Fantastic. I know what I want from Santa. Valanga, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, guys. Lovely to talk to you.
You too, hey. Take care.
Okay, bye.
You are listening to Clea and Riley on Phoenix Radio, 1197 AM, DAB Plus Digital Radio. How interesting was that?
Yeah, that was really good.
That was amazing.
So the Story Arts Festival of Children's Literature is being held all next week across a number of venues in Ipswich, and you can find out more by searching Story Arts Festival Ipswich on Google.
That is exactly right. And to find out about past illustrators and authors, head on over to our Phoenix Media podcast on Spotify and listen to some of the other presenters on Phoenix Radio who got to share their experience with the authors.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.